Welcome back. Financial Fridays here on January 27th. Friday afternoon. It's a beautiful day outside. And this is Scott Taylor, Piercy Bowler, Taylor & Kern here with Megan McLean from Fair Anderson Langerman.
Hi. It's back good to be back. Yeah. You know, we've got Kevin Brown. He's an MBA and president of KB Business Marketing. He'll be with us shortly. We're excited to have him.
Kevin, you on the line?
Absolutely. Waiting for the call.
Excellent.
All right, well, you're there. Well, I wanted to give you, in terms of introduction, a little bit of an introduction here. You're the president of KB Business Marketing. You guys specialize in marketing management consulting for small to mid-sized businesses in Southern California?
Yes, and actually we do serve some clients nationwide as well.
Oh, very good. You know, in looking at your bio here, I thought it was very interesting. You were the director of marketing for Deloitte & Touche back when marketing for professional services wasn't cool yet.
He got that on the nose. That's true. It's changed quite a bit.
Yeah, it really has. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, over the last 20 years, for professionals in particular, marketing went from not really being accepted, was almost a bad word to say in a way, especially say at law firms in particular, to now it's something that's just completely recognized and accepted by most firms. There's some that still hold back. And it's getting more along those lines of what we're going to talk about more today for marketing for businesses, which is my business, KB Business Marketing.
Oh, very good.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about some of the challenges that you're seeing across America with your clients' lives and so forth.
Well, they're obviously, with the current economy, they're facing all kinds of challenges. One of the things that they're having difficulty is standing out from the competition. We find that many of our clients, it's tough with making their names stand out amongst many, many different competitors offering a lot of different services. And so one of the things that we're doing really with our clients now is helping them with their branding and positioning.
Interesting. Yeah, we noticed that in our office, too, that, you know, you got to do something a little bit creative to stand out and be noticed. So what are you finding out for clients that just want to get busy and do something versus really planning for something?
Well, that's a good question. You know, you're just going out and getting busy. Now, we were just talking about branding positioning is one of the things you could do. But getting busy is one of those things where people just kind of jump in on things. And it's important to plan ahead, important to have a plan for your marketing efforts, because without that, you likely won't achieve your goals. So we believe that for really most of our clients, whether it's a long-term marketing effort or even a particular project like a website redevelopment, they really need to have goals so they can figure out where they want to go, how they're going to measure their progress, and to be able to make it an effective project or an effective process overall.
I guess you could kind of take that the next step further. Is like you have this business LinkedIn, which went public recently, and everyone kind of has their fingers into it a little bit. Megan knows all about that because she's the marketing director at Fair Anderson Langerman. But do you find that people just, you know, accept a friend, don't ever do anything? That's part of not having a plan of action?
Yeah, you mean accept in terms of just to move forward
Just going into those media networks, the social sites, but they never really do anything. Just have a list of friends. They never really do anything.
Yeah, I think that's one of those things we find is when people just go out and chase a marketing activity that one of their competitors are doing or one of their colleagues are doing. And so that gets back to what we were talking about in terms of having a plan or maybe just an essential for strategic marketing, because you need to look at what makes a difference for your business, for your targeted market, for your goals, and why you're doing it. And so, say, social media, as you were just talking about, that might make all the sense in the world for some people. Well, for others, it may be something that really just chews up a ton of their time and they won't get the results they were hoping for.
Yeah, you know, as we're looking at this economy and people are still really watching their dollars, they're cautiously optimistic, I guess, is what we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. What do you advise for, you know, maybe some grassroots marketing on a budget that people can do right now with very limited marketing dollars?
I understand that. And actually, it's funny, Megan, you know, that goes across the gamut because you might think that only applies just to smaller companies. But as you mentioned, I was at a larger firm, and that was actually when I started my own practice back in 1991. We were in the midst of a recession right then. And every recession through that through the years, big companies suffer as well. Big companies have to look at, wow, what can we get by with minimal dollars? So I can give you just a few things. There's actually quite a lot of them, more than maybe what you'd think in terms of low-cost options. And I'll keep in mind that some of these might apply more to certain types of businesses than others, say a service-based business versus a product-oriented. But let's say just first of all, and this is one that's probably overlooked as much as anything, take care of your customers. It's interesting. People, are, a lot of times, they're chasing that pot at the end of the rainbow. They're going out there trying to get the big client or go out there and look for a new business, and pretty soon their customer service falls. And so we really believe that it's important to take the time to do the best you can to make your existing clients happy. If they're not happy, you want to sit down with them, identify any problems that they have with your product or service, and develop solutions, and then try and resolve those. And some people don't even want to address this issue, but the fact of the matter is, if you don't, somebody else is going to get that customer. And then maybe another thing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, customer relations, you spoke to it a little bit, but you know, sometimes it can be a scary exercise, but at our firm, one of the things that I do is I sporadically call our clients, just a very informal check-in call to see how we're doing. And the information that comes out of that is always very useful in terms of helping us get better and really make sure we're meeting our clients' needs. So that is so very important.
Absolutely. You hit that on the head. Actually, a lot of times, because of it being so scary, people just don't want to do it. They don't want to hear the answer. That's one of those things that you just overall, your customers, if you have a good working relationship, they want to help you to help them make it to be a good, successful relationship for both parties. Let me go on to a couple other things in terms of low-cost options. Another one would be to train your personnel along these lines in effective customer service and sales. So from the staff, from the people who are answering the phones, just think of how your firm is answering the phone, a business, how they're out there and their employees are answering the phone, how they're addressing customers on the front line when they come in the door. Those things like that can just as well turn customers away as welcome them and make them come back for more. And so in terms of one of those things that frankly doesn't take a lot of time and effort, training them, working with your employees to make sure that they're given the very best customer service they can be to new customers that are coming in the door, and then not taking for granted the existing customers. And then I'd say maybe a third thing would be to consider just some cost-effective marketing tools that go back to building name recognition, as we were talking about a little bit before, and creating sales opportunities. And so name recognition can just be one of those things where it just can make such a big difference for a smaller company to make you stand out above the competition in a way that maybe another competitor may even be bigger thinking, how did you get that name recognition? So it can be some things that are, let's say, internet-based marketing that you may be able to do that is less cost prohibitive than some other things. Or even if this applies maybe to your business, you could have a seminar or workshop where you can bring customers or prospects in the door. You can have those face-to-face interactions. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it can be for image building.
Would you say something to the effect that getting involved in your community would help that also as a cost-effective way to get recognition too?
Absolutely. That was the last thing I was going to mention here, that just giving back to the community. And it's something where people, a lot of times they're busy and they don't think they can do it, but in particular times like this, people are going to recognize when you're doing going above and beyond to help others in tough times. They'll really appreciate your efforts. So anything from, say, hard dollar costs of sponsoring maybe a Little League team to the soft dollar and just in terms of your time and going out and helping with, say, your church or synagogue or volunteering in a position for a nonprofit group, doing those kinds of things, which, of course, you know, for you folks in the CPA community and others, professionals, it's something that's just kind of a standard that you like to do, and it's just greatly appreciated by the business community.
Well, that is some good information, Kevin. We're running up on our time limit on our bumper. I can hear our music getting ready to kick on. Could you give our listeners a little bit more information about your website with some more beneficial information they can look at?
Sure. The website is kbbusinessmarketing.com. And on that website, actually, they'll have a number of different articles they can check out, different things about our services, but just a lot of things to help them with the business.
Great. We will have to have you on again when we have our AICPA money doctor back on the line, Leonard Wright. I know you met him in Chicago recently. We're just glad to have you on board today.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it again.
You have a great weekend, Kevin. Well,
yeah,
Megan,
thank you.
We can hear that music going.
Yes, it's about that time.
Yes, home is Nevada. We're glad to be with you today. It was fun to be with you.